The rules of television are this. Sometimes you got to fill time. Even though you don't have much to say, you can extend it to 4 minutes. Bob McKenzie, great to see you. Happy holidays, by the way. Don't say a word if you have nothing new to talk about in terms of the lockup, because we don't do that kind of stuff. I was wondering how long I could sit here with it. Good to see you, Bob. Here's the question with this. Drop dead date, not in terms of the NHL when they have to start playing, but finish this. If we don't start negotiating, real negotiations by this date, forget it.
Got to have a deal the first week of January. I think the drop dead date is, I mean, if they're not playing hockey by January 20th, 48 game schedule, then they won't be playing. And they need, I don't know, 7, 10, 14 days before that. So just back it out. And if we're not well on our way to an agreement in the first week of January, then there won't be one.
Would you agree that each side would have a plan? Donald Fear would say, okay, we're not going to say anything, but if we haven't heard from them, we will table something. I mean, it would be devastating for the other side to hear what your plan was. How do the players keep it secret?
Well, I don't think all 700 of them know exactly what, precisely the plan is. Don Fear, and I think his inner circle of players and executives understand that better than anybody. But you've got to have some faith if you're the players, and for that matter, for the owners too. There's less of them, obviously, only 30, but they put their faith in Gary Bettman, and the players put their faith in Don Fear. And if at any point during the process you feel like the track they're taking or the strategy they're taking doesn't jive with what you like, then you got to pick up the phone or apply some pressure. And I think that happens on both sides.
All right, we move on from the NHL and we talk about what we really care about, which is hockey that's being played, which is the World Juniors. You'll be in a studio here with James Duthie, right?
Correct.
And you will be Eastern time on the air at what time?
For most games in round robin, 4 a.m. Eastern time pregame, 4:30, 4:38
right.
Puck drop.
Your alarm clock at home, is it music or is it a buzzer?
It's just a buzzer on my... Now, it eventually gets to that, but it starts off very nice.
Just preparing you for it.
Yeah, it never gets to that point.
But if there's anyone that's worth waking up for to watch, it's you and James Duthie. So,
well, that's very good of you.
That was kind of lame.
Suck up.
Ever heard of UEFA, where they're playing this before?
Yeah.
Like in the context of anyone ever having been there?
Ryan Rashog, Pierre Maguire, 2000, I want to say summer of 2007, 2008, I forget which one. They had the Super Series, Canadian Juniors versus Russian Juniors. It would have been 2007, 35th anniversary of the 72 Series. And they played four games in Russia, four games in Canada. And I think two of the four games in Russia were in UEFA.
Because they have a KHL team, obviously. Okay,
Salavat,
quickly.
UEFA.
Comparisons between the 2005 team, which you told me is the best Canadian junior team ever.
Correct.
Let's call that a 10 out of 10. What's this year's team?
I don't know. It's hard to say before the tournament, but, 8-5. All I can tell you is that Canada so very rarely sends its absolute best team to the World Juniors. And this year they are. It happened in 95 during the lockout. It happened in 2005 during the lockout. And it's happening now during the lockout. And every player that's available is there. And that rarely happens. The only guy missing is Ryan Murray, but he's injured and lots of teams have to deal with
it. Tonight on TSN 7:30 Eastern, speaking of you and James Duthie, you have a show, The 40 Greatest Players in Canadian Junior History. And you and 24 others voted, right? Who did you vote for?
Number one, I voted Jordan Eberle.
Because if I was voting and you were beside me, I'd copy from you. I'd go with whatever Bob's
going
with.
Well, I kind of anguished a little bit over that because Gretzky was very good in the one tournament that he played in. I mean, beyond very good.
Like beyond.
16-year-old who ripped that tournament apart. That
78.
That was the first time I ever saw Wayne Gretzky play.
It was in Montreal.
On television.
Right?
It was in Montreal.
And they went nuts for him.
Yes, it was a tremendous. He was tremendous. The goals he scored, the plays he made. Off the charts. But I'll tell you what, Eberle was so clutch. And everybody talks about the year in Ottawa when he won the game.
Right.
Or sorry, tied the game against Russia, had a shootout goal in the semifinals. But what I even remember more than that was in the next year in Saskatoon, in the loss to the Americans, he was unbelievable.
That's tonight, 7:30 Eastern. Great to see you, Bob. Happy holidays to you.
Okay, thanks. You too.
Time's up.